Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
It's better to be prepared,
for an opportunity
and not have one,
than to have an opportunity
and not be prepared.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
When the banks say no, moneyinaflash.money says yes. Go to moneyinaflash.money today. 5-minute application, immediate answer. Visit moneyinaflash.money today.
You're not paying attention. No. Pay attention. Every adult in your family should have a current will. Who's going to take care of your children if something happens to you? Are you going to just let the courts decide their welfare? If you become ill, who's going to stand over your bed making decisions regarding your health care? If you pass away, who's going to handle your business? Visit www.howtogetawill.com to learn more. Handle your business now. None of this will be a worry for you tomorrow. Visit www.howtogetawill.com and handle your business.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. All black, all news, all you. We're changing the way Chicago communicates with the world. CBBN Business Journals, weekdays at 11 a.m. CST. To listen now, visit chicagosblackbusinessradionetwork.com. Sonia Cassandra Perdue, executive producer.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
You're listening to Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. This broadcast is designed to service the African-American communities in Chicago and around the world. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, executive producer of Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, and your host for this segment, which is our CBBN Business Journal segment, where we interview innovators and authors and business owners from around the world. And we've had a great time over this past decade, and we've met some exceptional people. Kenny O'D, an up-and-coming filmmaker, is our guest today. But before we bring him on, I'd like to just take a few minutes to reach out to our Chicago-based audience. First, I'd like to say congratulations to our new mayor-elect, Brandon Johnson. Anyone who has listened to us over the past decade knows that all of our shows have, from the very, very beginning, been dedicated to keeping the memory of Mayor Harold Washington on the minds and in the hearts of our people. How do you remember Harold Washington? Mayor Brandon Johnson, the world is watching, and I'm going to keep hope alive, wishing him success. I'm expecting his best efforts. Also, I'd like to introduce you to EntrepreneursAcademy.net. Entrepreneurs Academy, a community-based organization in Chicago's Austin community, has launched over 3,000 businesses in the Chicagoland area, and you could be next. They are now hosting no-cost virtual and in-person classes in your area. Go to EntrepreneursAcademy.net to learn more. Their Master Plan Workshop Series will provide the tools needed to begin or grow your business. You are always looking to expand. Never stand still. Visit EntrepreneursAcademy.net to view their schedule of classes and schedules of events, or to request a business consultation. That's EntrepreneursAcademy.net. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, and you're listening to CBBN Business Journal. To be a guest, give us a call, 773-609-2226. With us today is Kenny O'D. He is a playwright, producer, director out there in Atlanta, Georgia. Kenny says, I believe there is something out there for everyone who dares to dream and follow their dreams passionately without distractions. My calling is to use my gifts to affect social change by sharing with the world ideas and concepts that will make us better humans while being entertained. Isn't that great? We're going to talk to him about his production company, which is Cross Films International, and his latest film. How exciting. Kenny O'D, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm blessed, spirit, soul, and body, and I'm really excited to be on your show today.
Well, we're excited to have you here. First of all, tell our listening audience about you. Who was Kenny O.D. before he was a filmmaker?
Wow. Kenny O.D., like every other person, you know, has always been a purpose-driven person, a young man who has who just had the ambition of, you know, going to school and coming out with good grades and, you know, just, you know, being the best I can be in whatever field I find myself. You know, so, I mean, I was just like a normal person, a typical person you see every day, you know, before I ventured into the world of filming. But one thing that has always set me apart from every other person has always been my drive and determination and also to do whatever it is I do with excellence. So that has always been my trademark and my identity before I got into the filming world. So, and I would say till today, it has still stuck with me.
That's wonderful, wonderful. So what is it about the film industry that attracts you so much?
Yes, the film industry, for me, you know, I believe there's always something out there for everybody. But for me, the film business or the film world, you know, is more like my baby, you know, because I just got fascinated, you know, by the idea of, you know, telling stories, you know, because naturally, even aside from movies, I like to talk around in circles, more like, you know, more like what, you know, Jesus Christ would do. People, you know, the Bible says he talks in parables, you know, that's what those who are, you know, faith inclined, they would understand better, you know. I talk in circles. I love to tell stories, and you know, from my story, then I'll let you, you know, read, you know, the meaning to what I'm saying. So I think that has always been my typical lifestyle. But you know, when I found myself in the film world, I was like, oh wow, now I understand, because I would like to rather tell the stories and then, you know, watch people, you know, watch these movies and say, oh wow, now we get what you're trying to say. Oh, you know, I didn't just want to make any kind of movie, just, you know, people just watch a movie and then just stand up and go without having something to bite. No, I rather want to make movies that people watch and say, oh wow, now we see you trying to teach us about women empowerment. Oh wow, you're trying to teach us about, you know, getting an education. Oh wow, we see you trying to teach us about, you know, the love. Oh, we see, you know, just like my last movie, you know, Friends Like Sisters, people watch and like, oh wow, we see you trying to tell us about forgiveness. Oh, you know, so there's always something I'm trying to say with my films, and I like to hide all of these things behind a plot, you know, a story. And so that you know, that for me is a very, very fascinating, it's a gift from God, and I just enjoy, you know, delving into it and giving it to the world.
That sounds great. Now, you mentioned your new film, Friends Like Sisters. Go tell us about the film and what inspired you. What's going on with this film?
Oh wow, wow, wow! This film is such a miracle, because at first, what inspired this movie was I was sitting down and I was reflecting on the words of this French philosopher, that's John Paul, you know, who said, life is a journey between two alphabets, alphabet B and alphabet D. He said alphabet B stands for a birth and alphabet D stands for death. And he said in between alphabet B and alphabet D is alphabet C, which stands for choice. And he says that, you know, the greatest choice that we can make as human beings is the choice of friendships that we choose to keep as human beings. You know, because our friends can either make us or mar us. Our friends can either open the door to the angel of our blessings, and also our friends can also open the door to the angel of death. If you know, just like in the case of Judas Iscariot, you know, who was the one who pointed out Jesus Christ with a kiss, you know. So you know, we just have to be very meticulous, you know, in selecting our inner circle. Someone once said, you know, if you have five wise friends, then I bet you are the sixth wise one. He said, if you have five foolish friends, then you are the sixth foolish one. So, you know, so we just have to be very, very careful in, you know, selecting our friends. And for me, I meditated very deeply, you know, on this topic, and, you know, it made me really feel like, oh, wow, I can really make, you know, a movie to sensitize people, you know, about friendships. And, you know, for me, that really inspired that movie. Then along the line, it was like, what then do I really want people to take home, you know, from this? Because, of course, it's true. A lot of people, we have different people in our lives who has hurt us in one way or the other. And, you know, I said, well, then I can actually really teach people about forgiveness, you know, and, you know, because more than any other thing in the world, I believe that we all as human beings are meant to connect with each other irrespective of whatever it is, whatever, you know, natural differences that we have, you know, or, you know, whatever, you know, differences that we have, I believe we should love, you know, supersedes every other thing. And I just thought to make a movie, you know, to sensitize people in this direction. And, you know, I wanted people to walk away watching this movie with a strong message. And, you know, I thought to, you know, make a message on forgiveness and also sensitize people, you know, about friendship. So trust me, this movie has really been very exciting and has really been great. And since we made this movie, right now, the movie is on Amazon Prime, and, you know, it's coming out to Tubi Television and Peacock and the rest and so many other television networks. But, you know, I'm just really fascinated at the reviews I get on a daily basis. You know, a lot of people keep saying, you know, wow, this movie, I watched this movie and, you know, really, you know, really blessed me out. You know, I really felt very uplifted watching this movie. And I was like, oh, wow, you know, the acceptance is magnificent. And I'm really excited at what we're doing over here.
I can feel all that excitement and that story line is very inspiring. We don't think about that enough. Who are our friends? And if we turn around and look at it, you know, over our lifetimes, who our friends are, we'll find out how they affected us. We don't stop and think about that enough. So that's a great movie, Friends Like Sisters. We need that reminder to stop and think about not only our friends, associates. You know, all of it.
Yeah.
Our guest today is Kenny O'D, who is a playwright, producer, and director. His latest film is Friends Like Sisters. His production company is called Cross Films International. I'm your host, Sonya Cassandra Perdue, and I can be reached at 773-609-2226, or you can visit us at www.chicagosblackbusinessradionetwork.com. And I can feel that excitement. It's just jumping out. It's just jumping out of you over there.
Absolutely.
I want you to tell me so I can watch this on Prime Video.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. You once you just go on Amazon Prime, Friends Like Sisters. Yes, it's all there. Yeah. It's on Amazon Prime right now. And it's coming to Tubi Television soon. Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. This must be a lot of work for you. Now tell me, so the film has been released. We know we can watch it on Prime. We know we can go to, what's that, Hulu? We know we can go there soon and watch
absolutely.
And everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now tell our audience, where can we find you on social media? Who are you on social media?
Okay, I go by the name Kenny O'D on all social media platforms, K-E-N-N-Y, Kenny, then space O-D.
Okay, so that's where we can find you on Instagram, TikTok. You got TikToks out there we can watch too?
Yes, all social media platforms. I just made it Kenny O-D, so.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Now tell us, how long have you been making movies?
I've been making movies now for about 11 years, but I started my journey with acting and making movie plays and all that. I started with art, theater art, almost about, that was year 2006, that's almost about 17 or 18 years ago. So I started doing stage plays. That was how it all started. And it was just one Sunday I was in church and, you know, and this pastor pointed me out and was like, oh, brother, can we have you join the theater department, you know, in the church? I was like, what? I mean, I really don't see myself, you know, doing plays. And so I'm going to give it a try. And boom, the first Sunday I put up a play. It was really wonderful. Everyone loved it. They were like, oh, wow, you know, how do you think of this? So then the next Sunday I did the same. It was even greater. The next Sunday was even more powerful. I was like, okay. You know, so I started doing plays. And little by little, I started doing tours. started traveling all across, all across different states and, countries. I started doing plays, and it was really nice. And from there, then I sat and I said, instead of doing this plays on and on, I mean, why don't you, because most times, I could have almost about 3,000, 4,000 people, just in one gathering. And I was like, oh, this looks great. But then it can get really exhausting because you want to reach the world, but then you keep traveling and you keep making these plays and have people, come, and watch. And but I said, that might not be as effective as making a movie that can be recorded and, can travel all over the place while you are, at the same position. The movie can be touching someone in China. The movie can, go to further places that I might never even get to see. And a lot of people all across the world who, fortunately or unfortunately, might never, ever, ever meet me, and I might never meet them or know them, but they can really watch these movies and really be blessed by, my existence, and my creativity. So I thought, making movies is really wonderful, and for me, that was what, plunged me into this, department of what I do. And ever since I started 2011, I've made so many films, but Friends Like Sisters is just really different from most that I've done, because I think I see this movie really doing so much, the acceptance is really very good, and I just think there's so much, all wrapped up in this movie. I really put a whole lot into this film. It's not just, a lot of people, just want to just make movies for whatever purpose, but for me, Friends Like Sisters is, I really took my time to really cook this food, and trust me, it's really hot and very delicious, and I can't wait to serve the world with it.
Wonderful. Two things you mentioned. One, as filmmakers and as business owners now, we do need to keep in mind that we are international and that we can reach more people now, okay? Those are very important things that we should keep in mind. That's where the big money lies. Now, where was this movie shot?
Oh, the movie was shot here in Atlanta, Georgia. We had most of the location here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, great. Sounds great. When you decided that you were going to make films, what kind of training did you get? I mean, you had a background in plays, you were an actor, and those type of things. But what type of training was required for you to start making films?
I always say something about filmmakers in general, or filmmaking. I always say there are two types of filmmakers. Those who know what they do, or those who know what they're doing, and those who don't. You see, when it comes to filmmaking, for me, I've read so many books because, for me, filmmaking, comes to me, or storytelling comes to me as a talent, as a gift, as a divine gift from God, But then every gift, should be developed and can be developed. So, of course, I took so many different courses here and there to sharpen up my gift. And also I didn't just sit back with the gift. I plunged into the field. I got into the field and started, filling my gift and my potential. And I engaged it so very much, because a whole lot of people just see you and see a refined product. Or let me put it this way. I always say that a gift, if you just have like a gift in a crude form, it cannot really serve a great purpose, or it cannot really be so much profitable to you, it cannot yield so much dividends to you if it is not well pruned, if it's in a crude form. It's like, you have, gold is expensive. We know gold is valuable. But if you saw the crude form of gold, I bet you probably wouldn't pay as much as you will, if you have the gold that has been properly refined. So this was the basis for, this was what really inspired me at the early point of my career to really develop my giftings. And I went through a lot of training, you know, when it comes to script writing and producing. I did a lot of research in that direction. And for me, and that has really helped, you know, in doing what I do. And like I also said, experientially, I've also engaged, you know, I've traveled a whole lot, I've produced, I've worked with a lot of people, assisted a lot of people in the course of their own production, which has helped me, you know, get a lot of experience, you know, in which helps me, you know, in directing the films that I do today, you know, to make it relevant and beautiful to the world at large.
Great, great. You're listening to CBBN Business Journals. Our guest today is Kenny O'D. He's a playwright, producer, director, actor out of Atlanta, Georgia. His latest film is Friends Like Sisters, and his company is Cross Films International. Now, I want to ask you, Kenny O'D, tell us about your cast and describe your relationship with your cast in making this film.
Yes, I would say that when it comes to making a movie, I always understand one thing, that your movie is not better than the actors that that are involved in the production. You know, if you have unskilled actors, you have, you know, a shabby movie, irrespective of how interesting your storyline is or how sophisticated your directing skills are or your equipment or whatever it is. The actors, you know, are the ones who really give life to the story. So when it comes to this, I take a lot of time to audition, you know, my actors and, you know, ensure that, you know, those who I bring into, like the song once said, a chain is not stronger than its weakest link. You know, so I ensure that everyone who is going to be working with me, you know, they know what they're doing, and they're, you know, they're the right cast, you know, because it looks like fixing, let's say fix a round peg in a round hole, not fixing a round peg in a square hole, you know. So, you know, this actor might be good at like we all know Jackie Chan, you know, is very good when it comes to action movies. But, you know, and we know that Maurice Chestnut is good when it comes to romance type of film. So if you put Maurice Chestnut, you know, to play a romance, an action movie, an action scene, and put Jackie Chan on a romance scene, you know, you probably will not have them. They might be actors, they might try, but, you know, you're not going to have the most beautiful use of them. So I take my time to audition these actors properly to ensure that, you know, they are the right cast for whatever role they're playing. So then also aside that, I also ensure that we all have a relationship aside filming, you know, because it's not just about light, camera, action. You don't know what they're going through mentally, you know, you don't know what they're going. I mean, we just have some type of relationship such that I know where they are, or I know where their head is, and I know, you know, such that we all are, you know, we are properly in sync. You know, and then when it's time to shoot, you know, everybody can shoot, you know, from a happy place. And, you know, we have a very beautiful community over here. Like, I have a team of actors I love to work with, and I intend keeping this set of actors for, you know, for a while, because, you know, they're drama-free, they're, you know, they're talented, they have the determination for excellence, and that resonates with me, so. I mean, so I'm excited about this team that we have over here, and we're doing a whole lot together. Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's very important as well. Now, you probably
Absolutely.
Know the film industry in Chicago is growing, and so what's going on in Atlanta in the TV and movie industry? What's going on down there? Is it popping?
Oh, yes. I would say that. I think there's been a lot of, creative gentrification over here. A lot of creatives are coming down here in Atlanta, and I would say that it's really been beautiful. You know, over here, you know, you see a lot of new studios, you know, not, you know, everyone is not waiting for the Sony, the Universal studio to, you know, you have a lot of young people who are, you know, coming up with their studios here and there. We have a lot of filmmakers who are, you know, who are stepping out, you know, in faith. You know, a lot of people in different states and in different parts of the world, you know, most of them say, oh, yeah, it's beautiful. You know, wow, I would like to be a filmmaker some days. I would like to do it someday. But I think over here you have a lot of go-getters, you know, a lot of people who are not saying, oh, we'll do it someday, but rather who are saying, we'll do it next week, you know, not we'll do it someday. And then, you know, the someday goes from days, and before you know, days are turning to weeks, and weeks are turning to months, and months are turning to years, and years turning into decades, you know. And then they're still saying, oh, I'm still going to do it, you know. But right now you have people here who are, before you're done saying, we're going to do it, they're already saying, okay, so I've done it already. You're like, what? You know, so I think, you know, they say iron sharpens iron. So you have a lot of people who are creative and people who are determined and people who, you know, who have the zest, you know, for excellence and for success. So, you know, it's more like a competitive environment, and a lot of people, you know, like, oh, this is what you've done. Okay, watch out. You're going to see what I do. Boom. Oh, this is what you do. Looks good. Okay, watch out. You see what I'm going to do next, you know. So it's just really exciting and really beautiful, you know. I think, you know, you just have to get in the mix. So I think it's really beautiful over here. Yeah.
That's great. That's great. And that brings a lot of opportunities, and that's good. That's a great thing.
Oh,
I look at the Internet being one of the greatest things invented, because it opened up the door. People have some – I mean, there must be a million podcasts. I got mine. You got yours. They got theirs. Must be a million podcasts.
Yeah.
And that's good, because everybody got something to say. And we can make a million films, and we can write a million books, because we are expressing and creating. So – I love the Internet.
Yeah.
I love the fact that all these things are opening up and providing opportunity for untold number of people, whereas before that, Kenny O.D., you know, the doors were closed and it was very selective.
Absolutely.
Now we're just busting out everywhere, aren't we?
Absolutely.
I wanted to ask
you
now.
Okay, please go ahead.
Go ahead. I want to ask you now, tell our audience again where your film can be found, where we can see it.
Okay, yes. You can find this movie on Amazon Prime, Friends Like Sisters. Friends Like Sisters. It's on Amazon Prime right now, and it's coming to Hulu soon. It's coming to Peacock. It's coming to Tubi Television and the likes. But right now, live, it's on Amazon Prime.
That's wonderful. It should get some good reviews. I'm going to pop some popcorn tonight, and I'm going over there, and I'm taking a look at this. I'm excited. I am so excited. I want also to know, is there anything else you would like us to know that you would like to add?
Oh, yes. You just touched it right now, but I would just like to emphasize it again. You know, I would really be excited, you know, if the audience can give this movie a good review on Amazon Prime. That really means a lot to us. But of course, I would want you to watch the movie first, then, you know, let me, you know, hit me up. I want to see your feedback. You know, I look at all these reviews. Every single day I get a lot of emails and, you know, messages, people slide into my DM saying, oh, wow, we just saw the film. You know, it's even much better than you spoke about, you know. Yeah, so I've got that because I don't believe so much in, you know, in using words. You know, they say action speaks louder than words. So for me, I'm more of an action person, you know. So, you know, I've made a film, and then, you know, I want to hear your reviews. I want, you know, people to see and, you know, feed me back on their reviews.
Well, I'm not actually in the film industry. I'm in this, that, and the other, more business side. I do other things. But I do know a couple of people who are in films in Chicago. And, after we broadcast this interview, I will send it over to them, number one. They're always interested in collaborating with people. And maybe, who knows what may happen, number one.
Oh, yeah.
And Number two, I should be in Atlanta a couple of weeks, and I do hope we can have coffee over there very, very soon. I should be there in the beginning of May.
Sure. Why not? Yes. I mean, that would really be great. I mean, you just let me know once you're in town, and then that would be a great time. You know, of course, I would like to, you know, hear more about what's going on in Chicago over there, and, you know, see how we can, you know, collaborate and, you know, do a whole lot.
It's been great having you. We're going to close out now. You've been listening to CBBN Business Journals. Our guest today has been Kenny O'D., playwright, producer,
Absolutely.
Director, out of Atlanta. His latest film,
Absolutely.
Friends Like Sisters. And you can tell from listening to him, he's going to jump out the chair over there. He's so excited about this. And so that makes me excited about this. He's so excited.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's wonderful. We want to thank you for being with us. I want to close out with one of Kenny O'D's quotes. While it is easy to say nothing is a miracle and be sad, depressed, and unmotivated, I choose to say everything is a miracle and be happy. I'm going to walk with that today, and I want
wow.
you all, our listeners. I want them to walk with that today, Kenny O'D.
Absolutely.
I thought that was such a great something, so great to say. So I'm going to send that out, and I'm going to post that on my social media. I'm going to say, this is what Kenny O'D said. Walk with this today.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm your host, Sonya Cassandra Perdue. I can be reached at 773-609-2226 or visit us at Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com. Thank you for being with us, and we will see you next time. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
Bye.